Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. All of Psalm 112. In looking in the New Testament, the book of 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, picking up at verse 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Again, that was verses 12 to 16 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And then, finally, then again here, 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Verses 14 to 17, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thank you once again for the wonderful and the blessed and grace-filled privilege we have of coming to you in prayer every day and coming to you and spending time one-on-one with you, both in prayer and in your word. And thank you for the opportunity to commune with you as much as we choose to get into your word. Father, with every passing day, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us all to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word, and help us to just to be what you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your word and your scriptures. Father, thank you that in Genesis, you revealed to us that you made us in your own image. Father, thank you so much for how beautiful of an image that is. Father, you tell us that in Jesus, we have been adopted as sons into your family, that we have been grafted in through Jesus to be one with you. And so, Father, I ask that you would help us to know more and more about what it means to be made in your likeness, to be generous as you have been generous to us, to love as you have loved us, to give as you have given to us. So, Father, right now we take a moment to thank you for all that you have given us and to ask us for boldness, for strength, for courage, and for wisdom to give back to others, for everyone is made in your image. Thank you so much, Father, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Today we're going to be reading through a portion of Scripture, a unique portion of Scripture, Psalm 119. And so today we're basically focusing on Psalm 119. And want you to keep in mind, we're going to take time to read through it, but also to look at and focus on some of the unique features and unique gifts that one can find in Psalm 119. You know, it is the longest chapter in the Bible as well as the longest psalm. It has 176 verses, and Psalm 119 is divided into 22 sections of 8 verses that come to 176, but they correlate to the Hebrew alphabet. So just there are, as we've mentioned before, the Word of God has messages within the messages of the messages. And of course, that is true certainly throughout Scripture, maybe more so in Psalm 119. Now, this is a psalm that often it's stated that they don't know who the author is of Psalm 119. Some believers think it was Ezra that wrote Psalm 119, and some people think it was King David. But whoever wrote it, they were inspired wonderfully by God to write it. And it focuses on the wonderful giftedness and the gift of God's word in some powerful and wonderful, wonderful ways. So we're going to take time to read through Psalm 119. Again, 176 verses, a little bit extended. But it's a beautiful psalm, a powerful psalm. But over and over and over again, it's teaching us about how wonderful and what a wonderful gift the entire word of God is to each and every one of us. Psalm 119, beginning at verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed. When I look into all your commandments, I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I shall meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me. For I trust in your word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs. In the house of my pilgrimage, I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Verses 1 to 72, Psalm 119. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God, specifically focusing on Psalm 119. We'll be right back.
Come on. Sent down from glory. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread sent down from glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Hey, Mr. Fred Hammond with You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're reading through God's Word, specifically focusing on Psalm 119. So we pick up now in the reading, Psalm 119, picking up at verse 73. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood. But I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgments on those who persecute you, those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances. For all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me. For I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is, toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. All of Psalm 119. Father, thank you again, Father, for all of your word. Thank you for the power, the grace, and the mercy that floods and permeates your word. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that as we take time to read and meditate on your word, you pour grace and peace and power and joy into our hearts, our minds, our lives. Father, more and more with every passing day, help us to grow an understanding of how important it is to simply take time to read and meditate on your word and thus spend time one-on-one with you. Thank you for how that as we take that time, you're reaching into our heart and molding and shaping us to become more and more like you. We're growing in so many ways. You mold us and shape us to be formed more and more into the person you've called us to be. Father, help us in your grace and mercy to be wise enough to fill our hearts, our minds, our lives with your word. And help us as parents and those that work with young people to be wise enough to help our children to fill their hearts and their minds and their lives with your word as well. We thank you for this opportunity and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And taking time now, we're going to pray Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for all the believers we've lifted up in prayer today. And thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that weighs at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then now we're going to take time to pray for all of our prayer lives. Lord, thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Thank you again for all those that are part of our listening family. Thank you for each and every one of our prayer lives. Bless each and every one of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. As today we're reading through the Word of God, specifically focusing on Psalm 119. We'll be right back.
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
The music of Mercy Me with I Can Only Imagine. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we've been reading through a portion of Scripture, read all the way through Psalm 119, and we're focusing on the powerful gift Psalm 119 is to us and the many ways it can bless us as we take time to read it, meditate on it, and study it as well. Again, as we already mentioned, Psalm 119, it is the longest psalm in the book of Psalms, and it's the longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses. It takes about between 15 to 20 or so minutes to read all the way through it aloud, to recite the entire 176 verses of Psalm 119. And keep in mind, it's divided into 22 sections of 8 verses apiece, and they're divided specifically with the Hebrew alphabet. I want to talk about that briefly in it because I think it's helpful to understand some interesting insights. And remember this, when you're reading the Word of God, Jesus is talking to you. He's spending time with you. He's speaking words of blessing, counsel, of eternal counsel, wisdom, strength, and encouragement. You're spending time in the presence of Jesus when you read the Word of God. And so don't underestimate how valuable that time can be. The time you spend in the Word is time spent with Jesus. And you know, taking the time to read all the way through Psalm 119 takes a few minutes. And you know, we live in a culture where many times people think, well, I'm just so busy, I don't know if I have time to do that. You know, it's important to understand, you and I have time for what we want to do. But the fact is, there's nothing more productive you can do is spend time with Jesus. And so when you're reading the Word of God, that's exactly what you're doing. You're spending time with Jesus. And so keep in mind, Psalm 119, interesting that through its all 176 verses, just about every other line alludes to the Word of God in some form or another. Now, keep in mind, there are a number of different words that are used referring to specifically to the Word of God, but they all refer, again, to the Word of God. But briefly, before we kind of get to that, I want you to keep in mind, I mentioned that it's 22 sections of 8 verses apiece, and each verse is it's headed by a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And each word of the Hebrew alphabet actually has a definition, which further helps us to draw out insight and wisdom behind what God is saying to us, along with the Word of God directly itself. There's insight even behind each of the words of the Hebrew alphabet. Real quickly, just to take a few moments to do this, Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8, the first Hebrew letter is Aleph, and it's the definition of Aleph is ox. Verses 9 to 16 of Psalm 119 is Beth. And the word Beth, the second word of the Hebrew alphabet, means house or understanding. Verses 17 to 24, Gimel, the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and Gimel refers to camel. Verses 25 to 32, Daleth, that refers to door. Verses 33 to 40, Hay, and it refers to window. Verses 41 to 48, Vav, refers to nail, hook, or peg. Then verses 49 to 56, Zayin, the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet, refers to sword. Verses 57 to 64, Heth, refers to courtyard. Then the next letter, verses 65 to 72, Teth, or Tet, refers to both good and evil. Paradoxical. Verses 73 to 81, the next Hebrew letter, Yad, or Yud, it means hand or arm. Verses 80 to 88, Kaf, refers to bowing down or palm of hand, spoon or crown. Verses 89 to 96, Lamed, refers to the word, the definition of Lamed is goad. Verses 97 to 104, the next Hebrew letter, Mem, refers to water. The definition of Mem is water. Verses 105 to 112, Noon, and refers to fish. Verses 113 to 120, Samech. And the definition of the letter Samech is staff. Verses 121 to 128, Ayin. And the definition of Ayin, that letter, is eye or to see. Verses 129 to 136, Pei. And Pei refers to mouth. And of course, mouth, or you might say saying. Verses 137 to 144, Sadhe. The definition of sadhe is hook. Verses 145 to 152, cough. And the definition of cough is eye of a needle or nape of neck, or nap of neck. Verses 153 to 160, resh. And the definition of resh is head. Verses 161 to 167, sheen. The definition of sheen is flames of fire. And then verses 168 to 176, Tav, and the definition of the letter of the Hebrew alphabet Tav, is mark or seal. So again, all of Psalm 119 is an acrostic, and very interesting that it was put together that way. And as I mentioned earlier, some scholars may think that Ezra wrote Psalm 119, and some believers think that David wrote Psalm 119, but whoever wrote it was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it's a wonderful, unique scripture in all of the Word of God. Now, again, as I mentioned, it's the longest psalm, and for many people all over the world, the book of Psalms is, for many, it's their favorite book in all of the Word of God. And for many believers, one of the single most popular and well-loved scriptures drawing from the book of Psalms is specifically Psalm 23. But there really are many verses in Psalm 119 that are well-known verses or very often quoted verses. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. A note also, Psalm 119 specifically, verse 130. Interesting, it says, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Again, kind of a well-known verse as well. Also specifically, in Psalm 119, a wonderful prayer that's a good prayer to pray often. In fact, it's a wise prayer to pray every time before you read and study the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 18 says, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. So that's a prayer of great wisdom and grace that we're wise to pray on a daily basis before we read and study the Word of God daily. So if you're not reading your Bible every day, my encouragement to you is to decide today you're going to start the habit of reading God's Word every single day. And if you listen on a regular basis, you know that we often will encourage believers to set a goal of reading no less than 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. Now, I would mention that I want to say this in the way of encouragement to you. If you've been reading 3 chapters a day, every day, wonderful. I would encourage you to increase that to 4 chapters or 5 or more. Personally, my goal on a daily basis to read at least 10 chapters and or segments of Scripture. And the fact is, it's good to go past even whatever goal that you're already doing, because the fact is, you cannot overeat God's Word. So may we all be committed as individual believers and as parents, committed to not only reading the Word daily for ourselves, but committed to having each of our children to read no less than 3 chapters out loud to us daily, so that they too can be greatly blessed by the wonderful grace, power, anointing, and hand of God upon His wonderful Word. Lord, thank you for the chance for us to read your Word daily. Thank you for the many wonderful messages within the messages of your words found within Psalm 119, which reminds us of the wonderful gift your word is to each and every one of us. More and more, Lord, help us to make the most of the opportunity to read your word every single day, and help us to never take for granted the wonderful gift that your word is to each and every one of us. And anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would help us to be committed to doing just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you know you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. Would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us now and commit your life to Christ and be saved? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. A long time ago, you came into the world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess. Lord, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, by faith, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Help me to obey your word daily. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some resource materials, some items that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.